Highs in the low 80s, little breezy out of the southeast. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 59. Mostly cloudy Saturday, 79. Chance of a shower on Saturday night with a low around 60 degrees. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 82.
Right now, it's 58.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Welcome to the Sunrise Show.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change.
Time for some coffee, conversation, and country. Thank you, Mr. Jennings, playing us in. Got your host, James, here. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. We made it to Friday. We got good things lined up for you throughout the show today. We're not only going to get into some requests, got some Faith Hill, Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, Luke Combs, Alabama, Tim McGraw, all coming up for you in the next hour. We're also going to be talking a little bit of our schedule because we got Friday Night Football tonight right here at WIRI, 6:50. Our pregame kicks off for Lincoln High School versus Stevens Point right here in Rapids, the battle for the old River Jug. Oh, we're going to be talking about that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we got other good things going on. Get to those in a moment. First, let's kick things off with our National Day of calendar, the way we like to around here. We'll go ahead and let me see here. It is the 13th of September, Friday the 13th, in fact. And it goes right in line with Supernatural Day. Today is Supernatural Day. And it's also Uncle Sam Day. One of the most famous icons of America, and one of the first icons of America. Ronald Dahl Day, celebrating the famous author. It's a good one. And let's see here. Apologize, my computer's acting up a little bit here. There we go. It is also National Hug Your Boss Day, but ask first. You definitely want to ask before you hug your boss. I'm the boss of a couple of people, and they're probably going to want to ask before they just, you never know. You never know. National Doodle Day. That's a fun one. Doodling is one of those things where we can all do. And National Take your National Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day. Well, that's a good one. Bald is Beautiful Day. This is a day to celebrate bald, being cute. Not just Michael Jordan and Telly Savalas that can pull it off. National Peanut Day as well. And we wrap up the 13th with Positive Thinking Day, which is a great one. Anybody can be sour or be, you know, sad or look at things, in a negative light. It's very easy to do that. It takes a very strong mind, a strong soul to be able to spin things in your own head and look at things a certain way. Why should politicians be the only ones that get to spin things? I mean, you can find the silver lining in almost anything. That's where positive thinking is born. And positive thinking is incredibly important when it comes to standing up to cancer, which is what today is as well, Stand Up to Cancer Day. I've said this before, and I will keep saying it until we, at the very least, make a dent in cancer. We continue to fight and bicker and talk about political stuff and all these different things while these diseases just run circles around us. All of our focus should be on things that benefit all of us, because we're in this all together. I know, it's crazy, right? And who knew? Yeah. Stand up to cancer, everybody. Tomorrow, looking at the 14th of September, National Silver Day. Support and appreciate all those fighting that battle out there. National Live Creative Day. That's every day for some of us. National Food is Medicine Day is the 14th. That's a great one. It's also National Coloring Day. If you feel like it's been a while since you got to mess around with a coloring book, maybe dive into that. Gobstopper Day. That's an interesting one. Drive Your Studebaker Day. Another good one. Studebakers. Those are fun cars. And Farmers Consumer Awareness Day is Saturday. It's a good one. And we encourage you to support our ag industry, our farmers, We've got our farmer's market going on Saturday here in Rapids. Go ahead and join us for that. It's a good one. And diving into Sunday, a couple of good ones for you. National Double Cheeseburger Day. Oh, yeah. That's my jam. Give me a double cheeseburger, just put some bacon on that, I'm good. National Cheese Toast Day. Now, is that any different than grilled cheese? I don't know. You tell me. Make a Hat Day is Sunday. I don't know. Really, where to begin to make a hat? I've never done anything like that, but that might be fun. What are your favorite hats, everybody? What are your favorite hats? Let us know. And Sunday is also Wife Appreciation Day. I would hope that most of you out there realize every day is Wife Appreciation Day, but, you know, I want to check that one down. Let's take a look at some country music news. Zach Bryant posted late on Tuesday night a pop-up at Ray's Bar at 11:30. The problem was he didn't let anyone know which Ray's Bar it was or even which state he was in. It had fans Googling near any nearby Ray's Bar and then just hoping that Zach was going to be there. Lucky few were able to find Ray's Bar in New York City. The bar was packed. It's not a large place, so those that were in attendance were treated to an incredibly intimate show. Zach just had his guitar, a backwards hat, and was seated on a bunch of jams, just jamming out. Played a handful of songs. And after the pop-up show, he didn't immediately leave. He stayed and hung out around the bar, shot some pool, enjoyed some snacks. How many country stars do you know do something like that? A guy that big, that popular. That is pretty cool, man. That is pretty cool. Good on him for doing that. And Lainey Wilson was on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and said he's heard some stories early in her days that she'd perform in the aisles of a Walmart. She didn't confirm or deny that. I'd play anywhere they would let me play. In fact, you know what? Let me let Lainey talk for herself here. I didn't see if we had the audio.
I've heard stories that used to perform in a Walmart in the aisles.
I would play anywhere that they let me play. I'm talking about nursing homes,
yeah.
Flatbed trailers, anywhere that my parents would be like, hey, Lainey, sing that song you just wrote last week for anybody.
Is that right?
And I just do it. I wrote my first song at 9 years old, and I got bit by the bug.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. And thank goodness she did, because she is amazing, and she has taken over the her own way of things, just doing things. She's really got her own style. We got some requested music coming up a little bit later from Dustin Lynch, Cowboys and Angels. That's for Tim over right in here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wanted to play that for him. We've had a couple of requests this week for Colin Ray. A couple of you have wanted to hear Colin Ray. He is going to be coming with the Colin Ray Acoustic Trio for the 48th season of Savor the Arts, of the wonderful thing that our Arts Council of Southwood County does here right in Rapids. Colin is a 5-time CMA and ACM, a Vocalist of the Year nominee, 24 top 10 records, 16 number ones. And he joined us on Midday Magazine a little while ago, had a great interview with Colin. I have to tell you, on air, off air, an amazing guy, just a really fun guy to talk to. We had a really good time talking. I'm going to go down there and see him at the pack, say hi in person. He pretty much demanded me to, so I'm not going to say no to Colin Ray. If he asked me to be down there, I'm going to be down there. And I want you down there, everybody. So here is your chance, your first chance, because we'll have another one for you to win tickets. I've got two pairs. We'll give away one pair today. Name me a Colin Ray song. Call up 715-423-1055, 423-1055. You can certainly call us up using the Civic Media app or text us with the Civic Media app. Name me your favorite Colin Ray song. First caller gets these two tickets, just like that. We'll go ahead and take that call off air, and we'll leave you a little Colin Ray here as we get the Sunrise Show going. Here's I Can Still Feel You from Colin Ray, who's going to, again, be performing live here in Wisconsin Rapids September 26th, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com or get them by calling up right now on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
It's that feeling that someone is standing behind me, and I turn around and there's no one there. And it's the sensation.
sensation that someone just whispered. Yeah, I still hear your voice, but you're not really here. Your memory is like a ghost, and my heart is its host. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. I'll find myself in a crowded room on my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. 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 You said you'd love me forever. Then you said it's over and left me without the missing link. I thought I'd forget you, but I guess I forgot to. And lately I've been too confused to think. When I reach for someone new, it's like I'm touching you. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. Crowded room on my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still. A place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you.
Take me away, my Maria. there's a need. There's a history between girls like her and guys like me. Cowboys and angels. I've got boots and she's got wings. I'm hell on wheels and she's heavenly. I'd die for her and she lives for me. Cowboys and angels. We ride side by side. A cloud of dust, a ray of light. My touch is her temptation. Her kiss is my salvation. She's sweet, I'm wild for dangerous. Path crossed mine, accident or grand design. Oh, maybe God just kind of lies. Cowboys and angels, we ride side by. Cowboys and angels. Cowboys and angels.
You're out on the street looking good. Country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
One and only Miranda Lambert, Kerosene, on 105.5 WIRI, Wiz Country. Oh, love that song. Got your host James here. Hope you're having a good one out there. We want to send a big thank you to our friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids when they open their doors. And want to thank Abby over in Stevens Point, who keeps getting us requests. She got us that Kerosene from Miranda Lambert. Got more requests coming up for you. We'll wrap up our show with one. Keith Urban, Luke Combs, Tim McGraw, all coming up for you along with some Alabama, right here, Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Wake up on the right side of the radio with WIRI 105.5 Sunrise Show. James here. Join me as I play your requests, catch you up on any country music news you may have missed overnight, and give you a musical start to the day. We're able to thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And wake up with us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8, on WIRI 105.5's Sunrise Show.
More high school football this week on WIRI. Tune in on Friday at 6:50 p.m. for our pregame show as Lincoln hosts Spash in the battle for the River Jug. Randy and Mike will bring all the action on 105.5 FM, your station for high school sports, and on the Civic Media app.
Country Legends 24/7.
I'm wide awake just watching you sleep. And I promise you, you're gonna have more than just the things that you need. We ain't got much now, we're just starting now. But I know somehow.
94.5 FM.
Some things in life are meant to fly.
It's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning, in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, sweet field farmer. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week
up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse, bringing in the load. For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your time.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up. When I'm gone, put it in stone. He left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. Folks are always dreaming about what they'd like to do, but I like to do what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow brings. Life's too short to waste it. I say bring on anything. Sunshine to hell with the red wine. Pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone. He left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time.
Florida Georgia Line round here on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. That is going to do it for me. James is out. I will never talk in the third person again. I don't know why I did that. It's a Friday. We're having fun. And we're here to make sure that you have some good music to take you through your morning. Got some good things from Cole Swindell, Martina McBride, Toby Keith coming up for you as well. Got good things going on there. We also got great football action for you tonight. It's the big one. It's rivalry game time. 6:50, our pregame kicks off. Michael, Randy, Seth going to cover Lincoln High School versus Stevens Point. The battle for the old River Jug is going on. And be listening next week. Not only will we be taking your requests, get them to me at james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, get me your request by directing messaging us on our Facebook pages as well or through the Civic Media app. But next week, we're going to give you another chance to win some Colin Ray tickets. Be listening for that. You got great stuff going on this weekend. You'll have Laura and Dottie joining you this weekend. Be sure to join us for their conversations and great music that they'll be bringing you. We leave you with a request. This is from Colin over in, and I know Colin, we had Colin Ray earlier, right? Right. Colin from Grand Rapids, Tim McGraw, Humble and Kind, on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
There's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church 'cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. Won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, and don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind. Don't expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank. Shut off the AC and roll the windows
stale. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. And help the next one in line always stay humble and kind.
Here are the upcoming Community Blood Center donation events in Wisconsin Rapids. Both events will be held at the former East Junior High School in the cafeteria, and donations will be used within the central Wisconsin area. The first event will be on Tuesday, September 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the second will be on Monday, September 23rd from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. To schedule your life-saving donation, please call 800-280-4102. Walk-ins are accepted, but appointments are always appreciated. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
And now, the continuing adventures of Captain Collision! Aha, the phone! Hello, Mankey's Collision Center?
Hey there, Cam Collision. It's Officer Johnson.
Well, Officer Johnson, how can I be of assistance?
Well, it appears another deer has run into the road, and this one must have thought he could make it.
I'm on the way! Let's take a look at the damage.
Yeah, hey, don't look too good. This is gonna cost him a few bucks.
Was that a deer joke, officer?
I sure hope they got lots of dough to fix it.
Well, Officer Johnson, I can tell you that the Mankey team will provide free estimates, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on repair work. Mankey Collision Center will make your vehicle look good as new.
You mean they'll be fawning over how good their car looks?
Officer, you really need to work on your material.
Yeah, I better hoof it out of here, hey.
Oh, dear. Mankey's Collision Center, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, where we meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
CBS News Brief. Boeing workers have gone on strike for the first time in 16 years. Machinists in Washington state walked off their jobs overnight after rejecting a contract that offered 25% pay raises over 4 years. Union President John Holden.
Boeing has to stop breaking the law, has to bargain in good faith, and we will be back at the table whenever we can get there to drive forward on the issues that our members say are important.
Russia says it's expelling six British diplomats, accusing them of spying and sabotage. The BBC's Gurvinder Gill.
The announcement was made on the day that the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, is due to go to the White House. President Putin has warned Western governments not to let Ukraine target Russia with Western arms.
The Pope has wrapped up a grueling four-nation trip through Asia.
Se voi incominciate a litigare.
Last stop for the 87-year-old pontiff, a nursing home in Singapore. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Trail Tunes is moving. Now your favorite cowboy, western, and south of the border songs will be 1 hour earlier every Thursday at 6 p.m. That's right, all the same western goodness 1 hour earlier. Missed the show? No problem. Check out the rebroadcast at 5 p.m. on Sundays, right before weekends in the country. It's two times the Rootin' Tootin' Ropin' Fun, 6 p.m. on Thursdays and 5 p.m. on Sundays, only on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Archery and crossbow deer hunting seasons open on Saturday. The two seasons run from September 14th through January 5th. There are areas that have extended seasons until January 31st. Be sure to hunt safely, just as you would when hunting with a firearm, and be sure to register your harvest by 5 p.m. the day after recovery. The Wisconsin DNR reminds hunters to know their target and understand the difference between elk and white-tailed deer this hunting season. Elk occasionally venture outside of Wisconsin's two elk ranges, especially during the fall breeding season. Know how to identify an elk. An adult elk stands about 1 to 2 feet taller than an adult deer at the shoulders. You can see the differences between elk and white-tailed deer using the DNR's comparison guide. Any elk taken without a tag may result in a fine and a revocation of hunting licenses. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, highs in the low 80s, little breezy out of the southeast. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 59. Mostly cloudy Saturday, 79. Chance of a shower on Saturday night with a low around 60 degrees. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 82.
Right now, it's 58.
Boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "Heads, Carolina, tails, California." Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. Hey, it's Carolina. See that